This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's your last name, Jake?
Jake.
Okay. Jake Robinson.
You sound like a children's choir. We sound like kids, Bob.
I feel like every podcast we're going to start singing. We started off by singing.
You ever see that clip of that white kid doing Miss Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Me and your daughter.
Got a little thing going on.
You say it's puppy love. I feel like he was trying to be what Justin Bieber became.
Uh-huh.
Because that was Justin Bieber when he first came out. I remember before they discovered him, he had a video on YouTube that I used to watch, him singing Someday at Christmas, the Stevie Wonder song.
I remember that.
And I was like, man, this little white kid, really good at singing this song.
Yeah.
And then Usher, I guess, probably was watching the same video.
Yeah, at the same time while he was watching it.
While I was watching
it.
And he called me. He said, hey, Carl, they call me USHERAYMOND.
Yeah.
I was like, Usher, I know it's you. Your name is saved in my phone.
He called me too that same day, but I was like, you don't have to call because I'm going out tonight. I'm going to be all right tonight, actually. No, I told him I'm going to be all right. I said, I'm going out tonight. He said, you sure you don't want me to call? And I said, yeah, I'm going to be all right tonight.
I remember the Justin Bieber video of him as a kid playing drums. That was the one that was in the zeitgeist where I grew up.
Yeah.
Him playing drums, and we're like, whoa, this kid and his haircut's so cool. A bowl cut.
He did have that bowl cut before he made that shit popular. Uh-huh. I think
this is adorable as hell. but he really made it. Like, I feel like he's a good, like, if you're like a young YouTuber, like, you know, don't give up. Like,
don't give up. That was his, wasn't that his documentary?
Yeah, it was like, stand up, don't give up.
Stand up. Stand up and don't give up.
Stand up, don't get down.
Jake, this camera looks to not be facing me.
It is facing you.
It is?
I checked it. He had me look at it. Yeah. We got a new engineer today.
You hear that voice? Rochelle is not here. She had a school paper due.
We have her teacher here. 15.
We have our teacher here, Mr. Robinson.
Hello.
Jake Robinson.
Are you trying to seduce me, Mr. Robinson?
I am not.
Right. Well, Jake's not trying to seduce me. So, Mr. Robinson is here. We got a special guest in the building.
I'm so excited about this guest.
This is a humdinger of a guest. I've done a podcast with her before, and she's extremely hilarious. improviser, comedian, writer, podcaster. She got two podcasts on this network here. Head gum.
Where's your head gum?
Hey, Riddle. And what's the other one called?
Sitcom D&D.
Sitcom D&D. Sitcom Do Not Disturb.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, that's not what it is. Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah.
Did you play that game a lot?
Not as much. The other people I'm on the show with are big D&D people, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple of us are like pretty novice. Yeah.
And do they like roast you like, oh,
they really make fun of us, just completely roll us over the coals. We never know when to roll.
Yeah. I mean, how do you know how to play that?
I know.
Play a real game. I feel like
they didn't tell us how to play when we were growing up. They didn't say, this is how you play Dungeons and Dragons. I just feel like some people knew how to play and the rest of us just didn't know how to play.
And my school is like in between, so there's like the main building. Oh, by the way, we're not done yet. Put your hands together. Stand up and clap those asses.
Stand up right now.
Clapping those asses right now for our sister in Christ, Erin Keith.
Hello. It's an honor to be here. I'm a fan. I've listened to most of your episodes, I think.
Wow, thank you so much.
Oh, man, we're a fan of you. Man, this is going to be dope, man.
I'm very excited. Now, at my school, there was a main building in the front and then like a separate building. And then it was the big quad. What other buildings? But those were like the two main old school like school buildings. In between those buildings, that's where the kids who like played like Magic the Gathering and Yu-Gi-Oh and stuff like that.
The popular kids.
You can say
the
popular
cool
amongst themselves. Yeah. Yep. They hung out in between those two buildings playing that stuff. We never really went
through
there.
Yeah, I never got over it. Yeah, it's like a section. Yeah. I never learned it. I had to do it my first time like on a podcast, like one of your like something like you're talking about.
Yeah.
But it was completely different than I thought. I thought it was just gonna be like a board game where you roll the dice and you just move, like kind of Candyland.
Yeah.
But now it's like you perform.
Was that the one that they used to do online?
That one. Yeah. The streaming one, yeah.
With Clay Larson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that one once too. That one was cool. And then I did Harmon Quest with Dan Harmon. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy who wrote an article about me saying how much he didn't like me on that show.
Really? He wrote an article?
He wrote a full article about it. So thank you.
His life is so empty.
I know.
That's so
sad.
Yeah,
at the time. I also
felt like I did a pretty good job. He was like, who is this
guy? How could you do a bad job at a Harmon Quest? But isn't Harmon Quest its own made up thing?
Yeah, it was like all improv based stuff. But, you know, when those canon shits happen. Jake is over there smirking. Did you write that article about me?
I did not know.
Yeah, you know Jay wrote
that. Actually, I think it was him.
Yeah, Jake. I'm like, it is Jake.
Article. Bow! Yeah. Just sure. He's like, I came here.
All right, you caught me.
Yeah, I knew it.
I think there's a pipeline from like people who play D&D to improvisers because it gives you like a little taste of playing pretend and laughing with your friends.
Did you know what improv was before you started doing it?
I knew what like short form improv was. And then before I moved to Chicago, I was listening to like a bunch of random comedy podcasts and people were like, oh, I moved to Chicago and did IO in Second City. And that's how I sort of heard about it.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Right outside of Boston.
Hell yeah. We love Boston on this show.
Yeah, sure.
My family's full Boston trash. Like thick Boston.
You ever be down up in Rhode Island?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, up in Newport, Rhode Island?
Yeah.
I went over there.
It's nice there.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I hung out, it was like a college crowd. They like to party on
Newport State.
Yeah, it was
Newport
crazy.
Newport State, go cigarettes.
I like Providence a lot, too. I feel like no one talks about how nice Rhode Island is. All the rich people there are just like, don't tell anybody.
Yeah, it felt like a secret. When I went there, I felt like I found a place that nobody knew about.
Yeah, it's old money there.
I drove through. I leaving Connecticut. I was at Foxwoods, Connecticut.
My favorite TV theme of all time. Have you ever seen it's the catchiest theme song to anything. You should Google it. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
It's great.
That casino looked like it was like it went. It felt like it was like a modern ruin. You know what I mean? Like it felt like 1992.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
oh, that's
it had
so
not
sad.
Changed since 1992.
That's funny.
And usually shit is like older, but it felt like kind of modern. It felt like, oh, this place went out of business.
Yeah.
Like, but it was like people there. Uh-huh. There was people there. They closed at like 12.
Oh,
that was so they stopped serving alcohol at 12.
Mm-mm.
Is that like a Connecticut thing?
Yeah, I mean,
Connecticut.
Don't get
laws.
Me started on Connecticut. Connecticut is so
don't
snobby.
Don't get me started on
with
Connecticut.
None of the New England charm. It stinks.
All right, Connecticut stinks.
I was born in Connecticut. I was born in Hartford.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, then it's great. It's very nice.
I mean,
there.
I left when I was like 5 or 10 years old, so I don't remember.
5 or 10? That's a big jump.
5 to 10 years old. Yeah,
I did five to ten years.
Don't remember.
I went to Foxwoods. Sorry, that kicked you. I went to Foxwoods, and then we drove through Rhode Island. And I'm Family Guy's my favorite show, so I just wanted to see Rhode Island.
Oh, is that so? Is Quahog a real place?
No.
Oh, but it's Rhode Island though. Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wish I knew that when I was there. I would have enjoyed that more.
Yeah, I was enjoying riding.
I was like, that's Brian.
Seeing downtown Providence, and then we got back to Massachusetts and did the shows in Boston. Shout out Boston.
So you like to do riddles?
Oh, no, we hate them. It was a huge mistake, the premise of our show. There's really only 50 riddles in the world, but you can just like reword them and add different nouns in them. But and people are always mad at us for not doing enough. And we're like, we're so sorry. We didn't realize when we started that we're like 220 episodes in.
There's only
like,
50 riddles.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I believe that fact too. I don't even need to check that.
Yeah.
That sounds like a true
you don't even
fact.
Have to Google it. But we luckily have some listeners who are like, even like their jobs are to write like lateral thinking puzzles and stuff like that for a living. So people send us a lot of good
That's cool.
riddles.
That's good. They better be real too. I wouldn't trust a fan riddle.
They're good, though. Good? They're way better than, like, I've had to write, like, maybe 20 riddles, and they're humiliating. If I could wipe them from the internet, I would.
How do you, well, we don't have to, I mean, I guess we could talk about more riddles on your podcast when I do it. But how do you qualify a riddle? What makes it a riddle that's not a riddle?
That's a really good question, because some of them are, like, pun jokes for kids that seem like they're in, like, those 90s joke books. And some are, like, complicated, trying to trick you. I don't like riddles because they're super smug. Because the person writing them is like thinks that they're better than you.
What did you think of The Riddler and Batman? Did you watch that?
I did. I actually really liked that. It was a different tone.
He was tight.
I thought that was good.
But were those riddles or was that him being just weird?
I think maybe he was just being weird.
Saying shit. He was like, the father of the son must send for the sins of the father. But I'm like, that's not a riddle. You just saying, you just talking shit.
Yeah, that's just a word salad. Yeah. I think it's, yeah, sometimes I feel like in the comic books and anytime they show the Riddler, it's more like scavenger hunt-y the way, like, he's like adding clues. So it doesn't feel as cut and dry riddle.
I'm fascinated by this. Can't wait to do it. I'm going to do her podcast later.
All right, I got a riddle for you.
Great. Mm-hmm.
What time is it when an elephant sits on the fence?
Trunk o'clock.
Trunk o'clock. We both were like trunk o'clock. It's a pun.
Oh, no. It sits on the fence, so he's like, he hasn't made a decision.
Yeah. What time is it when an elephant sits on the fence?
Time to make a decision.
No, time to fix the fence. That's stupid.
That's stupid. I didn't like it.
You about to say that you like that
one? Stupid. It's stupid.
Oh, yeah, you're about to be like, that was tight.
You're about to be like, that was my shit. Is that a good one?
Yeah, honestly, maybe I'm numb.
Yeah, maybe you're like, you've done so many riddles, because like you're saying, if the smug, because to me, that's not a smug riddle, that's a riddle for the people. Yeah. That's a blue-collar riddle right there.
I got one for you. Uh-huh. Here's another one.
Okay.
What's the difference between a jeweler and a jailer?
One of them committed a crime? No, I don't know.
I don't know.
One sells watches and one watches sells.
So it's just punny. It's like, pun. It's more puns. Pun.
Yeah. Occasionally there's a good riddle, but there's like,
what is it
know.
Called when you do like, when it's like, okay, there's Johnny's on a horse riding to Michigan. He has, and then
that's a math problem.
Is that not a riddle?
Yeah, I love when we have stuff like that. That it's more like you have to suss it out, but that is a little bit more math. Sometimes it's like there's that one that's like you have like a bag of grain, a chicken, and a fox, and you can't leave them alone because they'll like destroy each other. So how like, but you there's only one spot in the boat. I actually don't even. Why am I saying this? I don't remember the answer to this riddle. But those are really fun where you're sort of just sussing out.
Here's one. There's three guys on a horse. There's two guys leaving a horse station, and one leaves on Tuesday, the other leaves on Wednesday. They both get to the location on Friday. How do they do that?
One stops for food? I don't know.
I know this because the answer to this is in our theme song.
Oh, really?
But I think you could probably get it.
I don't have time to think about it. We got to think about Gossip Girl. No. I have one more, though.
Okay. Y'all don't know the answer to mine? The horse's name is Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's delightful, isn't it?
Is this camera focused on me? Somebody's mother has four children. Mm-hmm. Ron, Rick, and Riley. What's the fourth child's name?
I like this
one. It's the same as mine, kind of.
Yeah.
Because somebody.
Yeah.
Nice. It's good. It's good.
If you
want to
be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you got to wake up and pay attention.
Answer the riddle.
I think that this is more of a music. As a listener, I feel like I can say this. This is more of a singing podcast than it is a Gossip Girl podcast.
Yeah, you came here to sing, right?
It's tipped. Yes, exactly.
I came here to sing. She didn't come here to talk about Gossip Girl. But I came here to sing about Scott. That lost-ass boy.
Oh, my gosh. The lost boy.
I hated this episode.
I feel like I'm sitting. This episode was tough, but it wasn't. No, you know, we in that beginning of the, sorry. Right. We in that beginning of the splash. Sorry.
Yeah. We're in the early days. Yeah. You know, it always starts off slow. But
we're in the days.
Season three. I mean? I'm still loving season three. Dan, I like Dan Swagger. He's adult and
Dan
hard.
Getting it in. Dan is getting it in. But before we get into the episode, before we get it in, let's learn your history with Gossip Girl, Aaron Keefe. Did you watch the show?
I did. I think I watched at least 3 seasons while it was on, because I was a big OC person.
Yeah,
Yeah. But my big relationship with Gossip Girl is I lived in Chicago for like 7 years, and me and my roommate in Chicago, on the first like cold day, we would restart it. And we'd watch it every winter.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
It would be like that or Friday Night Lights. Friday Night Lights is actually okay sometimes, but...
Yeah, I like that show.
Gossip Girl is like the perfect you're stuck in a box all winter show because it's distracting and you can sort of hate watch it. But I've seen it so many times.
So you know it well.
Yeah, especially the first like 2 seasons. I didn't remember this episode by the title. And when I started it, I was like, I am jumping into a mess. One of the messiest parts of the series.
Oh my God. Okay.
Don't tell me
nothing. I won't.
You listen to the show, you know that I'm in real time. I'm in real time with Bill Maher. I'm right here.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
I know it's not a good show, but I have seen so much of it. And
Gossip Girl is a great show.
I think it's a great show.
Yeah.
I hate it. And that's why I think it's a great show.
Yeah, it really does feel, it feels very validating to listen to the two of you talk about it, because like to hear just anyone with like 22 eyes and ears be like, wait, what is this? Yeah. Is very validating.
This shit is getting on my nerves. I have to, like, as I was watching today, like, shit would be, like, so obvious in my opinion. And I go, but why are you not? Why are you not just a man?
And then,
I go, wait a minute. It's television. If I was watching it at the time, when I was.
You'd probably be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yo. This is season 3. And in season 3 of this show, I was 21.
Wow.
So I probably would have enjoyed it back then.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if I would have.
It was 2010, so I was 21.
What was I doing at that time?
That was when we started improv. That's when I started improv.
Yeah, I think I was still in college. And I think I was still doing rap music.
Rap music, we're not against those rap.
You want to get spotted? I got a user spotted. Do you have it spotted?
No.
You see anybody? You seen anybody in the streets?
We just had a spot. We were together.
Oh, go ahead.
No, please.
Since I moved here, I saw Domhnall Gleeson coming out of a CVS.
Who is that?
He's a actor. He's like that. He has red hair. He's an Irish actor.
Oh, is that the guy that looks like Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I don't sit on that.
I saw Christian Bale, too.
Then you saw him? Where you see Christian Bale at?
I saw him. I was going through customs at the airport.
Was he yelling at the TSA?
No, but he was with his family. First of all, his wife is the most beautiful person I've ever seen in real life. And she clearly hasn't had too much work done. I just wanted to, her hair and skin was incredible.
Wow.
But I was a big Newsies person growing up.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he was in Newsies.
And Little Women. And so he was like my big high school crush. And then I was like, oh my God.
Where did you see him at?
At the airport, going through custom.
Okay, here, riddle me this. What do you call a person who reads the Bible that's got to get somebody out of jail?
What do you call somebody who reads the Bible that's got to get somebody out of jail?
Yeah. What?
Christian Bale.
Nice.
Okay.
It worked.
I just made that out of the top of my head. I'm a master riddler. I am the riddler. So that's some good spotted.
Yeah,
you got any, Carl? Did we have one?
We had one. Where were we at? We saw somebody. And we was like, you know, that's going to be our spotted this week.
Oh, I saw the homegirl from the L Word.
Yeah, that's that.
Yeah. I forgot her name, though. I got to look it up. But, we were outside at the beep. And I was like, yo, that's homegirl from the L Word.
She was got spotted in there, too.
And the new L Word, too. The reboot.
The reboot.
Every time I see a famous person, I'm convinced that they have access to different water than everybody else.
Why do you say that? Like
a glow to that. They have like, I don't know. Every famous person I've ever seen, I'm like, you have a different reality than everybody else.
It's what was the first guy's name you said you saw?
Domhnall Gleeson. I might not be saying his.
Domhnall Gleeson.
Is he related to Jackie Gleeson?
He's related to, what's his name? His dad is an actor too who... was in
Brendan Gleeson,
who's in Bruges, is that?
Oh.
You know, I rented that movie one time when I was working at Hollywood Video because it had a cool cover.
Mm.
Man, I couldn't get through. I was like, what is happening in this movie?
It's Irish nonsense.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good actor. I like him in the movie About Time. It's like a rom-com, but I'm trying to think of other stuff he's been in. Oh, I think he was in the new Star Wars. He was like a bad guy.
Oh, is that the guy who was like the spy?
Mm-hmm.
Domino.
Oh, yeah. I recognize him. Yeah. He was good in that. He was good in
the He was buying.
Dom Hill?
Domino, I think.
Oh, Domino.
He was buying so much from CVS. That's I've never funny seen to me. Someone leave with CVS with so many bags.
I like that guy then. I like him now.
You know what it is? Straight up, mm-hmm. you go to CVS and like usually a CVS is, this is my experience. It's not universal.
Man, but, let me tell you how it is and how it's going to be.
Yeah. I live across the street from a CVS.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just so much easier to walk across the street to the CVS and pay double price for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to getting in your car and going to the grocery store and dealing with the grocery store parking lot.
I'm the same way.
And dealing with, like, because it's usually like 4 o'clock. So unless it's something that I literally cannot get at the CVS, I'm going to try to go across the street and see if it's open.
Yeah.
Anything in walking distance is just feels better is better.
But then the problem is I don't be going grocery shopping enough. So I'd be in there and I'd be like, fuck, I ain't got this. I ain't got this. And then I'm coming to the counter with like 30,000 things. Like, oh, yeah, I got to get some elderberry.
Yeah, I gotta get some elderberry.
he's a real OG, this cat right here.
That's CVS.
The grocery store is a lot, you know. Something about it is a lot going to a grocery store.
At a certain time. I like to go to a grocery store late at night.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Really like 40 minutes before they close.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But then you gotta use self checkout sometime.
Oh. And
self checkout
is trash.
It's a bit of a slog. Yeah. I don't love it.
I don't like it. I always fuck it up.
I like it. Maybe also because I'm such an introvert and I don't
be stealing.
Yeah, and I love to steal.
It's so easy to steal with using that self checkout.
Oh yeah, but they have those cameras and they like show that you're on the camera and I'm like, do I want to be stealing from Target right now?
I'm a big Eric guy.
Yeah, Eric. Oh, he feels like a new character. Eric, every season, Eric just feels like a new person in the show.
He's not on the show. He technically doesn't count. They shouldn't have put it on his IMDb.
How dare you, Eric? He'd leave the studio.
Yeah,
he's good.
He'd be like, "What are you gonna do now, little Jay?"
Yeah,
like
Eric is great.
You ain't doing shit.
Miss Carr. Those are my two favorite characters in the whole series.
Pretty good.
Eric and Miss Carr. We're gonna take a little bit of a break. And we'll be right back with more Aaron Keefe after these messages.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The Lost Boy. The Lost Boy.
What's that reference to?
The Lost Boys?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Has to be,
right?
Rochelle
Jake,
knows.
What you think?
Do you watch movies?
I watch movies.
What's The Lost Boy refer to? They're all puns of movies.
The Lost Boy?
Yeah, that's what this episode. Did you not watch the episode, Jake? Mr. Robinson, in my office now.
Yeah. I did not do my homework.
It has to be The Lost Boys.
Yeah. It has to be. There's no other movie.
Wasn't that movie about vampires?
Yeah.
So they're trying to say that Scott is a vampire.
I think
he's a blood-sucking.
He's a blood-sucking fool. I hate Scott. Ugh, the worst.
He did some shit in this episode that made me mad.
Yeah, he was killing me. But how did it start off, you say?
Okay, here's how it started off. Blair is walking into the dorm room.
Yeah.
And there's a sock on the door, but she doesn't know what the sock on the door means.
Yeah, like, we don't know about that back then.
She don't know about the sock. She just came from high school.
Yeah.
She don't know about a sock on the door.
That's a college thing.
She pulls the sock off the door, holds it, walks into
Smells
the room.
It, gives it a sniff.
Sees Dan and Georgina getting it in.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
I did not expect that coming. Also, first of all, Dan's getting it in.
Yeah.
Like, because when the last episode, he made it seem like he was going to be like, all right, cool, that was a one-time thing or whatever. But mm-hmm. he's like, nah, I'm into it. I'm into this
so
Georgina.
He's so stupid, ain't he?
He's dumb, but, I mean, you know, Georgina's, she's cool.
No, Yeah. Georgina's, I think, one of my least favorite characters in TV history. Because she's just pure evil with no layers.
And you're technically spoiling something for me right now, but it's also something that I know.
Yeah. Like, I mean, even if you just take her context of, like, is it the second season that she comes in and acts like a crazy
her
person?
Friend. I mean, like, it don't get no better worse than that.
She's a nightmare.
But I was like, I just like that Dan is like, maybe I just like Dan, you know, getting out of Serena world.
Yeah.
He's so opposite of Serena.
I love it. But there were some moments in this shit that was making me weird. So Serena all of a sudden shows up to NYU looking for Blair. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy.
Absolutely. At that time. No security in these dorms. Apparently, people can come and go as they please.
Yes.
Oh, man.
She's like, hey, did I catch you on a walk of shame? No, I was leaving Vanessa's room and she's doing a feng shui thing where I got to take my shoes off. And
that was great.
Vanessa goes, I thought I heard y'all's voices.
That was so funny. She just standing behind the door like, what's up, y'all? Yeah. It's me, Vanessa.
I mean, Vanessa is nosy enough to be doing that.
Oh,
anytime
course.
Somebody talks,
she probably heard Serena's voice.
She was waiting at the door.
Yeah, she probably put a cup to the door.
Vanessa is so nosy.
Yeah.
She needs to mind her own business. Yeah. She needs new friends. She needs a whole another show. Like, she needs to be on another show.
Vanessa's room.
Vanessa's room. Vanessa, who's going to clean up this mess? Man, I clean it when I say I'm going to clean it.
We'll Vanessa's room. Right Vanessa's room after these messages. Vanessa's room is filmed from a live studio audience.
We'll be on next week, Vanessa's room. Dad, I'm homeless.
Vanessa, I don't want to hear it. Now you get back to NYU.
Yeah. Vanessa's room.
Vanessa's room. They tease him about it.
That made me a little bit mad. I feel like that's an inconsistency. First of all, I think the two of them are basically like in love with him the whole series, even if they're not with him. Yeah. So they would be upset. They would also be freaking out that he's hooking up with her. Instead, they're like, we've all hooked up with Georgina's. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you haven't. None of you.
I don't know. I feel like Chuck is, because when they said that, I was like, Vanessa's has Chuck. That's in her bag. I was like, you hooked up with Chuck. I don't know. I mean, he ain't no Georgina, but
it's
crazy he's not as bad as Georgina. That's how bad Georgina is.
I know. Even but Chuck Georgina is crazy.
That's why they brought her in, is to make everyone seem more sane.
More normal,
by comparison.
Right, you have to go that crazy to make us like this actual cast.
Yeah, that was a good writing note. Vanessa says she's meeting Scott, but he's in a class that's not happening because apparently Dan has memorized the whole school schedule for some reason.
Loser.
He was like, I guess, you sure about that?
Vanessa is being played.
Yeah.
She calls Scott and he says he needs to go. But why?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows why he needs to go. Because he's at Roof's house.
Yeah.
Taking guitar lessons.
And it's apparently some sort of guitar genius.
Yeah.
By Rufus's standard. Yeah.
Because it's in your blood, Aaron Keith.
Yeah.
Daddy knows how to play an instrument.
You automatically know how to play it.
You will also be mediocre at that instrument.
My dad knows. My dad knows how to deliver mail.
I
guess we'll all be throwing letters. Shut.
Don't even have to look.
If I were to see how Rufus be like, let me play you a new number. And then he starts doing his single. What's it called?
Every time I walk away.
And then Scott's like, that's my shit.
That's my shit. Oh, he started crying.
So we got to talk about this.
Rufus.
What is Rufus doing with this boy in his house?
You know, Vanessa's like my daughter.
Yeah.
So don't be in there playing on her.
Vanessa's house.
He's also a really bad liar. Like when she called him, she said, how was comp theory? And he said, nonstop excitement, lots of theories.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you're a liar. You're a liar.
That's weird because comp theory hasn't started yet. Listen, Vanessa, get off my fucking nuts. I gotta go.
It did feel like he was going to get on her, like, because Vanessa's so snoopy. Even though she's in the right, it'd just be like, leave me alone, girl. I'm trying to reunite with my father here.
That's when he should have spilled the beans. When he's on the phone with Vanessa, and it's like, I'm not getting off this phone until you tell me what's going on. Bitch, will you leave me alone? I'm trying to reconnect with my father. And Rufus
Yeah, they're like, what?
He pops the screen and some Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Man, he looked like half Rufus, half Humphrey, half Dan.
Incredible casting. Incredible casting.
But I just don't get, like, Vanessa and him don't make sense to me. Like, they have no chemistry to me.
Nah. No.
It's Vanessa ridiculous.
Needs to be single for a while.
Yeah.
She needs to find
herself. She needs to focus on herself.
Yeah.
Some self-care.
Who's been sitting in this couch? This couch is slumping. I feel tiny in it. I'm usually sitting up high. Jake, what'd you do to this couch? You came here one day, and did something to this damn couch.
Man, Jake be fucking with couches.
Jake cut a hole in the couch, and now my ass is just hitting the floor.
Oh, my God.
Serena and Dan walking. She put him on Game by Regina. Regina's nutcase. Of course he ain't listening. He's like, well, yeah, I'm right.
Yeah, you gotta give everybody a second chance.
You gotta give everybody a second. He's still on that stupid shit. He ain't as soon. Mm-hmm. Like they talking, she's like, Regina's bad.
Yeah.
Like, you have to know this. Like,
you should know it more than anybody.
Yeah.
And then so what do you think? Do you think Serena has some other motive going on here, or you think she's just looking out for it?
I think she's genuinely looking out for it.
Yeah, I think it's also just truly stating the obvious.
Yeah.
Like, if I had an ex who was dating a pathological liar sociopath, I'd be like, hey, just maybe think about anything she's done, any single event that's ever happened that you know about that you were there for.
But you don't ever want to date, like, a crazy person?
Again?
Sometimes you date crazy. I be feeling like there's something inside us that likes dating people who are crazy.
Probably.
You know what I think? I think philosophically it's an attraction to chaos.
Yeah.
I think humans are attracted to chaos.
Yeah.
When things are going too well, it's just
they gotta bring up something.
Yeah.
You want your body to be living in fight or flight.
That's what Dan's doing. He's like, my life is going too perfect, and I need some mess.
Everybody's too cool with me right now. Everybody's too having popular. Such a good time. Too popular. Yeah. I gots to fuck it up.
Yeah.
I gots to do something wrong. Is this when she tells him, like, be careful, like, you need to tell her that.
Yeah, no like, stream. Look, I hope you know, because he was like, you know, it ain't no, he's trying to be on his, like, player shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, you know, I'm just hooking up. It's all good. And like, did she know that?
Yeah, because you better tell her, because she going to cut you.
Yeah.
She gets attached.
Yeah.
She gets attached. What if Serena did literally say that? Oh, Regina's going to cut you. Regina George is going to cut you.
Probably would, too.
So, him and S, he walks away. As soon as he walks away, Carter Bazin walks up.
And kisses her.
Y'all didn't see each other?
And right away kisses her in a way that is alarming. I would be like, I'd start screaming if I got kissed out of nowhere like that on the street, even if it was someone I knew.
Yeah.
Relax, it's me, baby.
It's me, Carter Bazin. Remember, we went to go look for your daddy?
Hey, they canoodling for a bit. Getting a canoodle on, you know. Carter Bazin and Serena like to canoodle in the front yard. Mm-hmm. And when a blonde girl walks in, he's like, Carter Bazin?
Yeah, that girl, yeah.
And he's like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
And she was like, you drink your whiskey with a neat and a rock and a little bit of Coca-Cola.
Every note.
You drink your Hennessy with a rock and a little bit of Coca-Cola.
And you had sex with me in a library?
Yeah.
You don't remember? He's
like, no, I didn't.
Now looking back, it's like, of course that wasn't real. Yeah. At the time, I did believe him.
Yeah. I believed her the first time.
Yeah.
And then she slaps him. Pow! Because you don't slap nobody you don't believe.
Yeah.
And then also,
and she got away with that slap, too.
Yeah, if a stranger, I'm sorry. I don't know. I wouldn't go back and, like, hit her back, but, like, oh, you're not just gonna walk away from me, stranger. You slapped in my damn face.
When it truly wasn't you.
Yeah.
But Carter did just shake it off. Like, that was weird.
If I was Serena, I'd go like, even if that was fake, he's really used to being slapped.
That
didn't ruin his day.
Exactly. It's like I get slapped all the time. Sometimes it's real, sometimes it's fake. I don't know.
Another Tuesday for me. I don't know.
I've been like, hold on, you finna stay right here on this stoop until Aaron Keefe gets here to beat your ass.
And I would.
And will you please come and fight women for me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, he's like, you don't want to see Aaron Keefe in these streets. Yeah.
I'll throw my first punch ever.
Yeah.
You ever been in a fight in high school?
No.
All verbal altercations?
Have you ever slapped a guy, like, in that way? Been like, gah!
I threatened to hit a guy who had hurt my friend at a bar in Australia. I got up in his face and I told him I was going to fight him, which, thank God, he didn't want to fight me. I would have lost immediately.
Australia is nuts. Those people are crazy.
Yeah, they're scary.
They live among snakes.
And you've been at, scary you like spider. Australia?
Yeah, I like it. It's pretty. It feels a little bit like it's 25 years behind the rest of the world socially a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's like pretty misogynistic and homophobic and racist.
Oh, but yeah. Really?
Other than that.
Oh, man.
And I could do without the spiders. I saw a spider eating a snake once. And I was like, I actually have to go home.
Least favorite, both things.
Yeah.
Snakes and spiders.
It was horrible.
I'm going to pass out.
You could hear the spiders coming at night. It would be like,
Really? Where would they be?
They're that big?
Mm-hmm. I was in Western Australia where the spiders are like way bigger, but not poisonous. They're called huntsman spiders.
I don't give a shit.
Oh my God. That's like the ketchup.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So where would they be coming? Like, you can hear them coming from where?
Like,
in the house?
Yeah, in like my wall or in the bathroom or whatever. Like, I'd turn off the light and you'd hear like the. And then I would get hairspray and my spider shovel because I had a spider shovel.
Hairspray and a lighter, of course.
Yeah, yeah. And I would turn on the light, find it, spray it so it would be stuck to the wall. And then you hit it over the head, but you don't smash it because it could be pregnant.
Oh!
And then I would grab it and then put it over my neighbor's fence.
Wow. Is that big?
Yeah, it's scary. But those aren't poisonous. And sometimes people keep those in their house just to kill other bugs. It was horrible.
Oh, it's like when you see cats on the lot. You ever see cats on the studio lot?
Yeah.
Killing mice.
Is that what they're there for?
I think so.
Yeah.
They're there to break into show business.
Yeah.
There's a hardware store near my house that I go to sometimes. They have a cat up in there and it'd be scaring you because you think it's like an omen.
Oh, right.
Oh, I don't like those kind of cats.
Standing in the light fixtures aisle. I like to look at light fixtures.
I know. Store. That's a fun aisle when you go to, especially at Home Depot. You're in there like, to the heavens.
Yeah, man, can't wait till I buy a house. I'm finna have all these light fixtures. Ain't nothing finna match in my house. I'm getting every single one of these light
lights
fixtures.
Everywhere.
Real lamps. And only ceiling ones.
And then fucking a cat will walk by. You're like, I know I didn't just see a cat.
Yeah.
Then you gotta remember. And then they have signs that go, don't feed the cat.
Oh,
it has
wow.
dietary restrictions.
Oh, wow.
So I guess they probably got mice in there because they got plants and
killing
soil
some bugs.
And shit. Yeah.
That's tight.
Yeah.
This shit's not tight. So Serena leaves. Mm-hmm. She gets out of here.
You don't think that's tight?
Nah, I ain't tight.
I don't like cats.
I don't mean either. This is an anti-cat pot. You got a cat, Aaron?
I don't have a cat, but I do like cats. I have a dog.
Good.
Dogs are fun. This is a pro dog.
What kind of dog?
Anti-cat.
A little dog?
She's like a lab mix, but she was the runt, so she's like tiny. She's a forever puppy.
I'm going to have a big-ass dog. Next time you come here, it's going to just be a big-ass Rottweiler sitting on the couch next to me named Grits.
Yeah.
I already love him. Yeah. I just got really attached to that
Did
fictional
dog. Did you bring
dog
out here when you moved out here?
Mm-hmm.
How do you like L.A. so far?
It's so nice.
To the dog parts?
Yeah, my dog is kind of scared of other dogs. She only has one friend. But after being with her in a Chicago winter where she's like peeing in the snow and her paws are burning from the salt. It's so nice to just have it be sunny all the time.
That's
I
cool.
love it. I didn't know if I would love it, but I love it.
Now I heard she's a real Chicago dog where she refuses to put ketchup on
Exactly. Yeah, she's a real snob about it too. Mm-hmm. Only mustard.
Riddled me this.
I was in Chicago a couple weeks ago and I went out with my good friend Tawny Newsom.
Mm-hmm.
And she took us, it was me, Brett, Tawny, and Tawny's friend who's there. I can't think of her name right now. I hope she doesn't hate me. But we had a great time. Mm. We did a show, and then we went to a Mr. Ed's Hot Dogs. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was called. Is it called Mr. Ed's?
I think that sounds familiar to me.
And the hot dog was good.
It sounds good.
I'm fine with the Chicago dog.
I like the Chicago dog.
The tomato's a little bit much.
Mm-hmm.
And the blue relish.
Yep.
But, you know, you get cheese on it.
It sounds
you
really
get
good.
All the, you know, the poppy seed bun.
How do you feel about Chicago pizza? Are you a deep dish person?
You know, I've only had good deep dish in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The one that they have out here, I did not care for.
Yeah.
The deep dish in Chicago was crazy. It was good. I don't think I won all the time. I like the thin crust better.
Yeah, me too.
Pub pizza, is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Pub style pizza? I like that one better. That's pretty tasty.
I like the Detroit kind where it's just like
too.
A square.
The square, and the that's good too.
Pepperoni curls up.
And New York pizza is always good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a good deep dish over here. What's it called? Matzah.
And see, I disagree with him. I didn't care for it.
You
when
like
you
that?
Have, I had Giordano's in Chicago, and I was like, that shit is good. It tastes like eating a big-ass lasagna pizza type. It's
pizza
like so
soup.
Much cheese, and it was crazy.
Yep.
Wow.
It was crazy. And then we ordered all these pies, and then we all were like full, like after like two slices at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Boxed them all up, took them back to the hotel, went and got drunk at this bar, Sheffield's, that night.
Uh-huh.
Partied all night at the Sheffield's. This was during CIF.
Sheffield and left Improv field. Festival.
And then got back to the room and ate all of that cold-ass deep dish.
Oh.
Probably couldn't shit for a week.
That's probably sitting in your stomach just
that's
like a
block. That's probably still in your stomach.
Yeah. We ate that shit up. Like, we was all just like, damn. It was like, I was like, how did we only be able to eat like 2 slices at the restaurant? And then now this shit is cold. It's just like a cold brick of cheese and sauce.
We always would say, like, if you can't sleep, just go eat some deep dish. You will immediately pass. Like, your body cannot metabolize it without
psychedelics. If you can't sleep because you can't sleep on drugs, then you just eat some deep dish.
Yeah.
Or some pass your some ass ribs.
Out. Yeah.
Some barbecue. I want to hear more about these spiders.
I'll show you a picture.
Don't.
No, I want to see, actually.
All right, I'm going to show you.
I don't.
I do too. I do want to see, but I don't like the idea of it. So anyway, Vanessa goes in and checks the records at the Bursar.
I know, like real fast too.
Yeah,
just ready to go, ready to go to the Snoop.
Yeah. Can you tell me what classes this guy has? No,
we can't do that.
She's
who
like,
are you, woman?
Listen, I just need to. Can you just tell me if he's enrolled
that's
here?
As
I just
big
need to
as
know.
I would,
my god, that shit is huge.
But they would normally be about half the size of this.
Get it off of him!
Come on,
get
man.
It off of him!
Like that's. Come on.
You got killed, though.
You took a picture. Did you take that picture?
No, I have a picture. I actually hurt. It's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. But I hurt myself when I got my mail once because I took the mail out and there was a spider on it. And I pulled my neck so bad that I had to go to the hospital.
Because you were so in shock?
Yeah, because
you were
like, it scared me so bad. I was like, yeah, like a cartoon.
I would have done the same shit. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
I was just it like the whole time that place is crazy. I was in and out of the hospital. I got like a million concussions.
Wait, how long were you over there?
2 years.
Oh, I thought you were there for like a vacation.
I got such a bad sunburn that they were like, "Were you in a fire?" Like it was horrible.
Oh wow.
That place is a weird feels like Jurassic Park there.
Why were you there for 2 years?
I did school there for 2 years.
Oh, you could have just went to Arizona State.
I know. I blew it.
Wow.
I blew it.
Did you go to Oxford, Jake?
No.
Cambridge?
I went to Sheffield.
Sheffield?
Oh. Yeah,
like the bar.
Like
I went
bar.
To Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to
Sheffield University. Did you hoop there?
And you didn't study math?
No.
No.
Just English.
Where is that at? Where's that located?
It's in the north of England.
Yeah. All Manchester?
Right. It's Manchester, Lancashire, and Sheffield, Yorkshire.
Okay.
So it's like Sheffield, Leeds, and York, and then Manchester, Liverpool, and... Lancashire.
Liverpool.
I like Leeds. I like that name.
Leeds. Yeah. Mattresses.
I'm straight out of Leeds. I'm Leeds Crip, homie.
I've been to Manchester.
Yeah, Manchester's a great city.
Willie Manchester.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed Manchester. That was where the best fish and chips I ate was.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Is that good, though?
Fish and chips? That was all I was eating the whole time I was out there.
Bro.
Because the hotel would have that British breakfast. Let me tell you something about yourself, Jake. The motherfucking beans for breakfast. Y'all are insane for that.
Yeah, y'all really be doing that? Or is that like
British food is
weird.
Terrible.
Because I was wondering.
Thank you for saying that. Most of y'all be like owning up to
it. Do people
food.
Really be liking it?
They,
or is it like a thing
like they like
that they're
shit.
Known for, but no one really does?
They be acting like they like that shit.
Nobody
beans.
Likes that. Nobody
beans
likes
on
it.
Toast. Imagine, like
sad.
Now, you got to make baked beans like us Americans do it, you know?
Yeah.
Put
God
some ground
bless
beef
America.
In there, sweet taste of sugar. Sugar.
Don't ever disrespect this country. Yeah. The Boston Tea Party all over it.
So, Aaron, just so you know, this podcast is slowly becoming just a patriot talk.
Patriot talk.
Because every episode we get is, and now we got a British person here. I think they put him here on purpose for us to really get in our patriot.
Yeah, he hasn't spoken in 40 minutes. You're just berating him about how shitty English breakfast is.
This country is great. God damn
it. If I like the food there, I'd still be living there.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
See? That's why he's here.
Right, let me ask you this. Now that you're here, what kind of breakfast do you like?
Oh, I mean, I like...
Frosted Flakes.
I do like...
Great.
I feel like you've got great diners. So it's still like kind of similar where it's just like... It's like eggs and hash browns and toast. It's like... It's just... Less ingredients, but it's like
less
it's so much better. It's like it's not less
same,
is more.
Huh?
Yeah,
yeah.
You got, I'm gonna take you to Waffle House.
Oh yeah,
where more is more.
Yeah, we should go to Waffle House. Have you been
to the American South?
To the South, yeah.
I've been to Louisiana.
Ooh,
I just came back from New Orleans a couple months ago.
That's
what did you think
good
of the city?
Food.
Beautiful, cool city. I hated the humidity. Couldn't.
That's fine.
It destroyed me.
Mm. You should have took me with you, man. I know we didn't know each other till an hour ago.
Yeah. Hey,
but
you
should have
took
me with you.
New Orleans, you better hit him up.
Yeah, hit me up. We got a hotel we stay at when we go to New Orleans. We stay at the Nopsey.
The Nopsey.
Nice.
Y'all going down there, boy, by the Nopsey. I got to get my accent right.
New Orleans is my favorite city in the world.
What's your favorite thing to eat there?
Hmm?
What's your favorite thing to eat there?
In New Orleans?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Beans for breakfast.
Beans for breakfast. I do an English breakfast when I go.
I have the English breakfast, please.
I mean, it's so much stuff. Like, yeah. I literally can walk into a gas station and get a bag of chicken.
Yeah.
And be like, this is the best chicken I ever ate.
Everything is good there. Yeah. Like, when I always feel, that's the only place I ever feel overwhelmed in terms of like what I want to eat.
Yeah.
Like, I never know what
you can
to
walk
do.
By every restaurant. Like, what I don't eat you? Mexican food anywhere outside of California and Texas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Houston and, Mexican food. Is
well,
so
I mean,
good.
Let me say the whole the Southwest.
Yeah,
I try not to eat no Mexican food outside of the Southwest. Mm-hmm. Even in New Orleans, the Mexican food is good.
Yeah,
it's so good. I love the oyster, like the best oysters I've ever had were in New Orleans.
God, charboil.
So you like those? Because I was wondering about this. You could jump in this too, Carl. Because when I went to Rhode Island, that was the best oysters I ever had.
So good.
But then I was thinking about New Orleans oysters. They're just so different. Mm-hmm. But I'm realizing I'm more of a East Coast oyster person, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to try them again.
Oysters are probably my favorite food, which is ridiculous, but
that's
it's true.
Crazy. You love aphrodisiacs.
Yeah, exactly. but there's a place in LA called, I think it's not too far from here, called Found Oyster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of their East Coast oysters are right.
The
they are right, yeah. Mm-hmm. right by the garbage or just wherever. but a lot of them are from where I grew up. So so I was thrilled to find it.
Where is
here.
This place?
I think it's in Silver Lake technically, or maybe Los Feliz.
No, Found.
It's called different. Found Oyster.
Yeah, Found Oyster.
Have you been to LNE Oyster?
No, I haven't. Is it good?
Well, I don't know. I want to know what you think.
Oh yeah,
now.
I'll check it out.
Go
like,
there
good.
And
I'll
tell me
you.
If it's better
yeah.
than that.
That's yeah. Let us know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let us know and sound off in the messages. What's your favorite oyster in the whole country?
Yeah, yeah. Where's your favorite oyster?
I'm sorry, Gossip Girl.
Which ocean you like them from?
Yeah, which ocean do you like your oysters from? Let Jake know. Jake, put your Instagram at.
Whoever gets the most, we'll go to the ocean and eat those oysters.
Yeah. Whoever gets the most votes, we will come to your city. And we eat oysters with you. Your treat. you got to buy them for us. Blair, Vanessa checks. See if Scott is a student there. We already knew he wasn't, but she didn't want to believe anybody else. Scott is not a student at NYU. He doesn't go there.
Yeah, that's
so she
got to
figure out what he's doing. But we knew that, though. We knew that from last episode.
Yeah but this time it's
official.
Official.
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you.
Because before I was not entirely sure. I just knew he was just lying. So he's lying about something.
Yeah.
He's a bad liar. Like,
he's a terrible liar. Terrible night. Blair pulled up on Chuck for breakfast, but he's in his business bag. You know, he got his suspenders on. Gordon Gekko, laptops, phone calls, suspenders, everything.
Cannot believe he dresses like that. With fresh eyes back in the show going like, he's 18 or 19. Yeah. He's
a
child.
He's the president of a company.
I know, but he looks so dumb.
He's like dressed out of the 20s.
Every time I see his shoes, they never look tight.
Yeah, he doesn't got good taste in shoes. But I will say in terms of his arc, he stepped it up. His clothing has stepped up.
I don't like it when Blair and Chuck are actually together. They give me, like, the creeps when they're actually
what do you
together.
Think, Carl? I was going to ask you about
same
that.
Thing.
I was thinking I didn't like it at first, but I kind of like it because they're the best version of themselves. Like, they're not as evil when they're together.
There are moments where they're not as,
like, they have to, like, realize they have to care about somebody. They can't other than themselves.
Yeah, we're going to get to
We're going to get to that.
I'm doing the right episode, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Nope, we got to start over.
And we got to keep all the small talk we've had. So.
Yeah,
she goes to his office. Uh-huh. He can't smash. He's like, I got shit to do. Like, I'm trying to do this thing.
Oh, that's right.
She got nowhere to go because she ain't got no friends. Like, she ain't in high school no more. She ain't cool at NYU. Mm-hmm. So she walk out. She drops all of her magazines in a weird, on purpose way.
Horrible. I was like, we couldn't have done another take of that.
I know. Like, make it look a little bit more. Excuse me. And so she gets a notice that she's invited to this La Table
La Table Terre, which is like...
good luck. It's a secret society for college students.
Yeah. So and finally some good news for Blair.
And it's hers.
Yeah. She's been lame all year at NYU.
Yeah.
They're really making NYU look so whack.
Yeah.
But it's like...
Yeah.
It's a really hard school to get into.
Yeah,
I know. Because they make it the NYU kids... Because I used to look at the NYU kids like, dang, y'all got an NYU? And they making them seem like the lame. What the hell are we? The community, like this community college.
Community college, yeah.
I went to community college. I'm like, man, they probably wouldn't even touch us.
Yeah.
In the bottom.
So Dan goes to talk to Regina George about being casual. She acts like ain't nothing wrong with
yeah,
that.
Ain't no
I
thing.
Love that you've just started calling her Regina George.
Yeah.
A different fictional mean girl.
Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same exact
same
flavor.
Yeah, she was like, it's all good.
It's
no
all good.
Strings.
Let's go get some pizza. What you think? Like, let's go get some coffee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he thought it was easy. It ain't like, easy. Well, shit's sweet around
She was
here.
Like, this is your first time having this talk, huh?
Yeah.
It was interesting seeing Dan go through that.
Yeah, he was like, oh, yeah.
I don't know. I just want to be on the same page.
Yeah, so. Yeah, the same page. Wow. That was easy. That was easy. That's where Circuit City got the That Was Easy button from.
Yeah.
Staples. Well,
that was easy.
Office Depot. So Chuck goes to meet a guy. His secretary assistant is in there.
Oh, yeah. He's real creepy. This is the creepiest I've ever seen Chuck. Wait, no, is this? Am I mixing the episodes up?
Yeah, there's
another creep thing.
Yeah, there's an even creepier thing.
The secretary in that, after you finish Gossip Girl, there's a show that is somehow worse but feels exactly the same called The Bold Type.
Oh,
same
she's
network,
in that show?
And she's on that show. And I went, ah.
Oh.
What channel was that on?
The Bold Type is on Showtime, right?
It was in Showtime. No. I think it was CW. I think it's the same network.
Is it the people who did the show about Hillary Duff and it?
Yeah, the like Younger.
Younger.
Mm-hmm. It's the same people.
Same people, right?
Mm-hmm. It was a big time COVID depression watch for me. I think I watched it
That's
all.
Gossip Girl
it felt like
for
an
me.
Hour.
but
she's another.
Yeah, he did get on. He did like kind of try to hit on her, right? And then she was like, I have a BA.
I have an MBA from MBA. Tuck.
From Tuck. Don Tucker
Tuck
must
University?
Die. And
Where's
he's
Tuck
like,
University?
Is that real? I thought she said Tufts, but maybe,
yeah, maybe
not Tufts.
Yeah.
Which is.
Both of them sound like
she
fake.
Said Tuck. She said Tuck.
I have an
Tuck School of Business.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is
business
that real?
School. It's the Business School of Dartmouth.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Must be
well,
nice.
Well, yeah.
She said Tuck. Tuck Hall, 100.
So
Tuck
yeah,
Hall.
She put it. She's like, she's. I didn't understand what's going on here. So she's like, if you want to meet with this guy, you got to tap into his history. But how,
yeah,
I
that was
how
super
Chuck,
forced.
Yeah, I was like, how did Chuck know, like that picture was gonna be the thing that was gonna get him in with her, with him? I didn't understand any of that.
It was so forced. It falling in his lap. That Blair also needs the same one. So
also,
silly.
I love how I felt like this episode, everybody was shoehorned to the Sotheby's. Like, mm-hmm. It was like, we want every character at the Sotheby's auction, no matter what.
Yep.
It don't matter how they get there. I want them there. I want Scott there. I want Brass there. I want Blair there.
I want Luke
like, there. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is a South? Is that a real thing?
Sotheby's? Yeah.
You've done that?
No, have I done it? No. I haven't done it, but it's a real thing.
You stay being at Sotheby's.
Yeah.
I heard of Sotheby's, but I didn't know it was like an auction thing.
Yeah, they have auctions. It's like an art. It's like a. They got one over here.
For real?
Sotheby's? Yeah, they got Sotheby's. It's, you know, I'd just be at Home Depot looking at the light. Yeah. That's my Sotheby's.
It's very validating to me that no one has brought up Nate's storyline because he's.
Man, don't know
it hasn't come up yet. It's going to be after this.
He's completely useless. He's my least favorite character in the show.
For real?
Wow.
Yeah,
because
they just don't know how to write.
Real quick, since you're a fan, who's. He don't know. He don't have it. He's like, there's no file for me. They didn't bring the file for me. Sorry, Jake. All right, and that. Since you watch the show, mm-hmm. Where are you? Team Serena or Blair? Where are you at in this?
Serena is like way less toxic and crazy, but I think Blair is more entertaining. I like just like that character more. I also, my favorite romance on the show is Chuck and Blair.
Oh, don't say nothing.
No, oh, wait, but I just mean that Chuck and Blair.
I forgot. I already know what you said.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to say something else. Don't say nothing else.
Especially like the early days.
Yeah.
Like the three words, eight letters. Say
no,
that I'm yours.
I was like, because you would normally that would annoy me being like, just tell me you love me. But it really, when he really said it, it really worked out.
Made me feel something.
But sorry, I thought you were going to say this other thing.
No, I know. I would never.
So you like Blair then?
Mm-hmm. I like Serena's clothes more. That was another big part of watching the show is for like the insane outfits.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I like Serena's outfits more. But in general, Blair is more entertaining to me.
Fascinating.
I skipped over something important.
Okay.
Blair warns Serena about Carter Bazin.
Oh,
watch out for him.
Right.
He's not good. Serena don't listen to nobody.
Don't listen. Even though she warned Dan about Regina George.
Yeah, yeah.
But now she getting warned. She don't want to listen.
She don't want to listen. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't bring a huge mistake. It's obvious. And I put in my notes, everybody is stupid on this show.
Yeah.
Every single person who's on this show is a dumbass.
except for Georgina.
Except for Eric. except for Eric and Miss Carr.
Yeah, especially Rufus on this show.
Rufus
in this episode.
Is so stupid, man. Oh, my
gosh. But I want to talk about it. We're going to talk about that because I don't know if he... I think he knows the truth. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Big Roof.
D story alert. Nate and Reba's daughter are walking and talking.
Stupid episode.
They're going to make a public debut. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I just never have ever cared about Nate. Not
no,
once.
I like Nate, but I just don't Nate like this relationship. I don't understand. I don't know who this Bree Buckley.
Bree Buckley. At Sotheby's, the Chuck limo pulls up. Mm-hmm. Blair walks out. Chuck needs to buy the same paint that Blair wants to get into secret society.
Yeah, now that's a tough one.
Yeah, so they figuring out that whole thing.
What a dilemma.
Scott pulls up on Vanessa, right? Mm-hmm. She gives him an ultimatum. Why the hell are you not in school? Because I'm Rufus' son, goddammit.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm trying to find my daddy.
Rufus my daddy.
You don't understand, woman.
He begs her not to say anything to anyone because he wants to talk to his parents first. But what Scott doesn't know.
Because Scott, right, go ahead. Sorry. You're going to say it.
I'm just going to say it. What go he ahead, doesn't, what Scott doesn't know is that Vanessa can't hold water.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I know she was like, please don't make me do this. But I was going to say, just reminding everybody, Scott don't know that Roof and them want him. They wanted him.
Yeah.
He thinks that he still thinks they
didn't want
him.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big deal because this whole time he's been trying to. It makes sense because I was like the whole time I'm like, Scott, what is your plan and why are you being so weird and why are you being so sneaky? Just go talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he said that, I remembered. Oh, he thinks that they don't want to see him, so he's trying to sneak his way in. But if he knew that they want to be with him, then he could have just been like, it's me, Dad.
Right.
Scott.
But if he was worried about being rejected, it feels like, why did you go through all this trouble? And then, I don't know.
That's why this episode's stupid.
It's just stupid as hell. It's stupid as hell.
Okay, good point.
It was like a big up and back. It was like, what the hell was the point of that? Why you put me through that?
Why you put me through that?
But we'll talk about it.
Vanessa tells Dan half the story, but Georgina walks in and stops it. So she tells him to... She tells him to dive deep into him.
What?
when she...
Now, because you're talking about Georgina was outside listening.
Shop?
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. No, that's another thing.
Oh, okay.
This is when Vanessa is sitting there telling Dan...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's about to
that
say
she's
something.
About she's about to tell him, basically, Scott is Rufus. She's about to tell him exactly what he did.
Okay.
But Georgina comes up and stops.
Oh,
it.
Vanessa and Dan, you mean. Yeah.
Yeah,
she didn't even wait. She couldn't wait a day. Like, she's like immediately like, Dan, like, I gotta tell you something.
I got to tell. Now, I know I'm gonna betray this dude's trust completely. She's always over my line, but it's like, all right, I need you to hold this secret.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do it. I gotta tell somebody.
She could have waited. She could have struggled with it a little bit.
Yeah, she only had to keep that secret for like 2 more hours.
Yeah. He's like, I'm gonna tell him tomorrow. What's one more day? Scott says. What's one more day?
Yeah.
Waiting my whole life. What's one more day?
Now, this is one of my favorite parts. Is uh-huh. Chuck shows up with the bottles of champagne, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I came here to apologize. And she goes, well, do it. He goes, that was it.
Yeah. That was great. Yeah.
That was it.
That's what I think. I like this. I like this dynamic. Yeah. They're weird.
When they're like in a weird sexual competition, kind of. I do like that shit.
And then he's like, why don't we just stay here, right? We gonna get it in anyway. Yeah. Fuck Sotheby's.
And they phone keep going off.
He was like, DeRota, oh, that's just my man. Like, they both said they assistants or whatever.
Yeah, and it was like, DeRota's getting bad at her job or some shit. Yeah. Said. Like, they was both still bidding on this painting. Why can't Blair, come on, man.
I know.
Why can't she just give, this is a business opportunity. You want this to get into some stupid-ass secret society that... Come on, man.
It's like trying to show the stakes of how badly she needs to feel important, but that's stupid.
Let me ask you.
It's weird to be like, I'm taking Chuck's side.
You've watched this show a bunch. Me and him have gotten into this conversation about, like, Serena.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you complimented us earlier on our 2022 lens watching this. I just cannot Serena's arc.
Mm-hmm.
Does she, like, are we supposed to dislike how she behaves? Mm-hmm.
He says
yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think also, like, they sort of regretted the way they set her up as sort of, like, a party girl who's chaos and selfish because then it makes her too unlikable. So they just sort of live in the weird gray in between of like her just never being accountable for the choices that she makes.
Yeah.
But also being like sweet sometimes out of nowhere.
That's what's confusing to me. Yeah. That's why I was asking that. That's what's confusing to me the most because it's like Blair is clear.
Inconsistent.
She's an asshole. Yeah. She's a clear and consistent asshole. Right. And she doesn't take accountability either. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's doing some shit in these episodes that's like, oh my God, like, Blair, come on. Right. Be better.
Give them the pain. Like, give them the pain.
Yeah.
The pain, by the way. Like the pain.
Yeah.
Big fan of the pain.
Like.
I would have bid on it.
Yeah.
Biz. $5,000.
That scene was ridiculous.
$5,000. $4,000.
I laughed so hard when Serena did that. I was like, you have the money to fuck you. That's so ridiculous. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Well, okay, back to your question, though. So, like, here's what I'm thinking. All right, I think there's part of me that wants to believe that they're just that good writers where they just, like, created the ultimate unlikable character.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Serena's the first Walter White, you know?
Yeah, like an anti-hero, yeah.
But then now as a writer, I feel like, because I can see that happening too, where you're like, okay, we're going to make her this rich girl, chaos, and then they get the note, like, we need people to like her. It's almost like they're just writing every version of her.
Right.
And it's confusing. And that's bad writing.
Let me ask you this. Walter White reference. So I did not watch Breaking Bad. But I know that the premise in the beginning was he was trying to get money for his son's like surgery, right?
Yeah.
So it's a thing where you want to root for him, but he keeps doing shit.
He keeps doing bad shit.
And it's like, well, I can't keep rooting for you because you keep doing like purposefully bad shit.
Yeah. Right.
Is that the same thing? Is that what Serena is?
That's my anti-hero theory. Yeah. If you want to have faith in the writers, then that's what they're going for, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think what she's saying is, it was just a big mistake.
Yeah. I think that it would have made more sense if there was like some sort of noble intentions of her to start out like a Walter White, but it wasn't. I think also this was made for teenage girls to want to be like them.
Yeah.
But I disagree. Because here's the only thing is like we know from the jump, whether you like Serena or not, that this group of people are unlikable. Mm-hmm. Like I think like when they pitched the show, I got to imagine they were like, yes, these rich kids, Upper East Side, everyone hates them, but we're going to take you into their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think they were like, people are going to love to see these rich people. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't think little teenage white girls would love to be like girls?
But I don't think you would write a TV show about that unless you were trying to, like, poke fun of that a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's like a bunch of Succession
to me is like that.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, they're interested in it, but they're not saying that these are good people. You know what I mean?
I think that they were like, we want to show this world of like glamorous people who don't have any accountability for their actions and are like rich and have access to all these cool clothes. And they were like, we know what to do. The audience's way in is going to be Dan and Jenny.
Right.
But if a show that is like geared towards young girls, they're not seeing themselves as much as Dan. And so they had to sort of quickly pivot to go, actually, Serena is their way in. But that's not what I think she was like programmed to be, was our way in.
Damn, that's deep. You might be right about that.
Deep right there.
But that's why I feel like she is the most inconsistent character across the series.
Aaron Keith, so rolling in the deep.
But do you think that's why me and Carl don't like her? Or do you think I guess what I'm wondering is if Stephanie Savage and Josh were in here right now, would they be happy that we hate Serena so much?
I
guess that's two black men. probably,
don't give a fuck what y'all think.
We make this show for y'all.
I think that maybe now they would, like, I just feel like maybe they would be lying. Because I think that they wanted her to initially be sort of unlikable and then had to switch it halfway through.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Because I was telling the other homie this, when you watch the OC, it's like they might weigh in with Seth, but I'm like, when you watch it now, like Seth is like a terrible person.
Yeah.
But all right, it's not hard to believe because Friends is like that too, because like Chandler was one of my favorite characters as a kid, but he's like the most annoying character now. All right.
And
maybe
I think
you're right there.
There's some teen shows that they make the way in. The like a a woman that sort of has no personality, but in a way they can make her complicated over time and have us like her even though she makes mistakes. Like, I feel like, I don't know if you ever watched Dawson's Creek.
I just watched it for the theme song, then I turned it off.
I just watched it for the guy from Mighty Ducks was in it.
I love that guy. But they had a female weigh in. But yeah, so it helped. But yeah, with Serena, they like switched halfway through. And now I just feel like she's just someone who has no consequences to her actions.
Yeah, that's so annoying. What I hate so much.
It's very irritating.
I think what's funny is that this is how we've always viewed white women.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's like a weird, for us watching it, it's like, this makes total sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it was unintentional. And that's why we're doing this?
That's why we're doing this whole podcast.
Yeah. But well, thanks for breaking that down, Aaron.
Aaron just. Yep.
She just cracked the whole show.
She just cracked the show. We don't need to do this anymore. Thank you so much.
Oh, great. Okay.
Aaron Keith.
We can delete Gossip Girl off the internet
now. You're making me feel bad for Serena now. Now I'm like, maybe she's not so bad.
I still don't.
No, she's not a good person. None of them are good people. But
she really does the not accountable. I mean, both of them do. Her and Blair, I guess.
Stupid shit.
But the way Serena does, the way Blake plays it, she's always like, how did this happen?
Yeah, sure. The thing. Blair feels like she's doing it on purpose. Yeah. She's like, no, I know what I'm doing, but I'm going to ignore you because I can get away with this because I'm Blair Waldorf. Serena makes it seem like, why don't you just like what I'm doing this, even though I don't care about anybody else, but I think everybody should care about me.
Right.
It's like, man.
Blair's like a Disney villain. Like, it's fun to root for her because you're like, oh, you're just a tried and true, full blood villain. And then Serena is like the victim complex constantly.
Yeah, cool.
Being like, I'm just a baby. I'm just a small
baby.
I'm
just a baby. where are they at?
Anyway, Nate sucks.
Yeah. Nate sucks. Nate, that's what you got in your notes?
I wrote, Nate, you suck like four times.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. So boring.
They look into Scott.
He has that personality,
They find out that he sent a letter to Dan.
Yeah.
That he sent the letter to Dan saying that he liked his work.
Mm-hmm.
They think he's a stalker.
Yeah, so they don't know that he's little brother.
Yeah.
They just think, oh, this dude is just crazy.
This dude's crazy, yeah.
He's crazier than George Gina.
That was so funny. I was like, Dan, get over yourself. Ain't nobody trying to stalk you.
I know. He's like, he might be dangerous. What if Dan was like, man, this guy's crazy. Kind of like this new girl I've been hooking up with.
Takes one to know one.
Takes one to know one. Which, I mean, shit. We gonna get to that. Mm-hmm. At the end, everybody's coming in. Blair and Chuck trying to outbid each other for the 1,000 pounds. 4,000 pounds.
What is that from?
£2,000. We'll start the bidding at £2,000. 2,000 pounds. 4,000 pounds. 5,000 pounds. Your Majesty. What's that from?
I don't know.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The last case of Wonka bars in the United Kingdom.
Oh, right.
We'll start the bidding at £2,000.
Wonka bars.
Your Majesty.
That's great. I love that movie.
I love that this fancy auction has folding chairs that look like they cost $1. I was like, that's what I'm saying.
This Sotheby's auction was put together way too quick.
Yeah, no way.
It's right next to, there's a Sotheby's right next to,
I feel like I see it all the time.
Rustic. You Rustic.
Is it Sotheby's right there?
At the end of that, I think they just sell couches in there or some shit. But yeah, that's Sotheby's right there. It's
Let's
Sotheby's
right there. Get it in. Some money.
4,000 pounds, 5,000 pounds, 5,000 pounds. Your Majesty.
I wouldn't know how to do that shit. That seems like they're going so fast.
That's on my bucket list, is to be like wearing a huge hat and then.
Yeah.
We should do that as our podcast.
Well, what if we win? I don't want to have pay that money for some stupid shit. I want to buy a nice piece of art. You got nice art in your house?
I have some. The older I get, I've been trying to invest in stuff I really love. I like buying. If you like any sort of illustrators, you go to their website. You can buy a print and then get it framed professionally. That's what I like to do.
I got to figure out what artists I like, because now I just look at art and just go, oh yeah, that person's a talented artist. I don't care.
You got to get that. It's like, what's my taste? Like,
yeah, what's my art taste?
What I want in my wall. I don't know yet. I had to go to art.com and just buy some shit.
I got a bunch, 7-Eleven has a big box of posters.
Yeah. It's like $4.
Yeah, I bought a $4 poster and then I go on Amazon and get the $20 frame and I put that up.
That has been a game changer for me, is going into like a Michaels and getting it professionally framed, because they back it with a nice color and people think I'm a millionaire.
Oh, no, yeah, I did that. That's what I did with my Andre 3000 one.
Yeah.
Because I just bought the poster, but then I went to Michaels and got a shit framed. And they're like, oh, dang, you're sophisticated, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. All right.
Look like a grown up.
I got an NWA poster. I bought it.
You want to smoke some weed and go to Sotheby's after this? Yeah. Sotheby's makes me feel like when I go in there, they're going to have grits and shrimp. And
you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, you're going to be real disappointed. They're going to have drywall. So, Serena buys a painting. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, why are you doing this with Chuck? Like, yeah. It's unnecessary. Shut up, Serena.
That was a really weird turn.
Yeah. Has $9,000 to prove a point to her friends. Yeah. Must be nice. Yeah,
you
must
guys
nice.
Relax. You I'll take relax. The painting.
I'll buy the painting. Scott's mom shows up. Mm-hmm. Scott goes and tells Rufus that he's the other dude's brother. He's the brother.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, but Vanessa knows that's not the truth, and she gets bummed. And you know she's going to tell Rufus eventually.
So here's what I was wanting to know. I think Rufus knows the truth. I think he knew. Yeah. I think to me, these are like kids. I feel like if I was Rufus, I'd be like, clearly you're lying. Like, you're my son.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. I guess he has processed the last few years thinking this guy was dead.
Yeah.
So he might have moved on from it.
We're going to start a countdown clock at the bottom of the screen, wherever the bottom of the screen is, right here, here. Wherever the bottom of the screen is, we're going to start a countdown clock for when Vanessa tells Rufus.
Over. She told him. It took two seconds.
Literally. This Vanessa is killing me. Who would you rather tell a secret to? Vanessa or Dan? Which one you think?
Oh, my God.
I'd rather let the secret rot
inside me and turn into a fucking...
Them motherfuckers both.
Vanessa
would do it and have a judgment about it.
If you had a kid... Mm-hmm. And then even if you think that kid is dead, and if you saw your kid, would you not recognize your own face or
probably not
your partner's face in their face?
That's what I would think. But also, I mean, I don't know. Like, you think you would just be like, that's my son right there. I was thinking that's what I was thinking. That's why I think when he hugged him, remember when Ruth hugged him and said, it means more than you know. I think he was saying, I love you. Like, I know it's you. I know it's you.
I know it's you.
I knew it was you. And he kisses him like, I knew it was you. You broke my heart. Yeah. But yeah, like, I just think Ruth is not stupid. Like, why would the brother of a kid want to go spend all that time with you?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
No. He knows. Ruth has got to know.
I think he knows.
He
got
to know.
But I think he just, like, he figured out what was going on. And, you know, the mom, because he already knows. If the mom is there, then it's like, all right, y'all ain't here bullshit.
So Vanessa knows this. Mm. And she's bummed about it. She really can't find a man. Vanessa cannot get a man to save her life.
I know that. She needs to get Vanessa. What's the song?
Vanessa's room.
Next week on Vanessa.
Vanessa's room.
Sorry, Vanessa. It's not going to work out.
I can't keep a man. Can't find a man. Serena confronts Blair and Chuck about all the Carter stuff.
Yeah.
Because she finds out that they've been plotting on Carter. So the bottle. So Carter, I skipped over this part. I don't know why I did. I guess this is a hard episode to keep up with.
Yeah.
Moving quick. And I was trying to eat my oatmeal.
This end was a mess.
Yeah.
I wrote, everyone is insane.
Yeah, everyone is insane.
Yeah, just a lot of chaotic behavior.
But basically, like, they was at the hotel room, and a man was like, sir, this card has declined, and we've been also notified to call the authorities. And he's like, what? That's the only card? Like,
KB
Drew was like, oh, Carter's broke out here. And then Serena's like, I'll pay for it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Carter, just pay for the room service. And he's like, I didn't get it. You really don't believe me, do you? And she's like, well, Carter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you really don't believe it. Like, I felt for Carter in that moment. I was you really don't believe me. Like, why would I be lying about this?
He literally is like, I didn't order room service, though.
Although he says everything like a smug villain. That, he like, does. Dude, check your tone, and then we'll believe you.
He got that thing, like, when you're not lying, but when someone thinks you're lying, you'd be like, I'm not lying, I swear.
I know everything is telling you. My everything is saying that I'm lying.
When you be laughing, when the shit is funny, I'm truly not lying to you. I just cannot break this smile.
Yeah, and there's just that manic laugh. Yeah, I can't get out of it.
Yeah, I'm telling it too. I don't know why. So I don't know why I'm smiling.
Blair and Chuck plotted that whole shit.
Yeah.
Just to show Serena that Carter wasn't that good. I was like, why y'all do this to y'all so-called friends?
Yeah. They got so much money and time. If I had that many resources, I would be messing with my friends. Yeah. I'd be breaking up their relationship
like
for sport.
Like to be like, hey, we're gonna pay this girl to just walk up in the middle of the street and I'm like, and say they had sex.
They probably gave her like $10,000 cash.
I would love to see that episode from her point of view.
Yeah,
she's just like a struggling actress. Yeah. It's the weirdest gig ever. She's like,
I got a gig today, folks.
I got a gig, Mom. It's working out. New York is working.
I got paid $10,000 to slap a stranger on the street today.
Oh, honey, come home. Please come home.
Yeah,
oh, I'm not coming home, Mom. New York is working out.
Yeah.
So Serena also can't find a man.
I know, yeah.
Both of these people, yeah, they both need to go to therapy with each other.
Yeah.
Yep.
Blair drops the invitation next to Serena, and she looks at it, and she sees Le Table Elitaire. Good luck. The G on this inner, the G is a Georgina G.
I know that G anywhere.
I know that G anywhere. Yes.
You can ring a bell, too, if you want.
Yeah, get a bell.
Georgina G.
And then we also use the bell to do exorcisms.
To
throw. The power compels you. Georgina, George, compels you. Yeah. Stay away from
that would
Georgina.
Get a demon out of me, I think. Yeah. That noise.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. It's funny. When did they do any of these scams? Both of them, Georgina and Chuck and Blair just did this when we weren't watching. Yeah, just in the background.
This shit. So she
Serena
was
Sherlock
like,
Holmes all of a sudden. All of a sudden, she has deductive reasoning.
But deductive reasoning for everybody else's shit except her own bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out of here, Serena.
Try to solve why Vanessa is single.
Yeah, exactly. Because Vanessa cannot find a man. Vanessa Room.
Next week. Yeah, special guest star. Jamil White.
Jaleel White. I was about to say Bokeem Woodbine. Yeah.
I'm not playing no more. That's my Bokeem impression. I'm caught up.
You know who Bokeem Woodbine is?
Mm-hmm.
Give him a Google. Oh, you do know who he is.
I just Googled Domhnall Gleeson again by accident.
Bokeem Woodbine's the Domhnall Gleeson of black cinema.
I'm going to write a paper on that. It's probably a lot better.
In this paper, I will. She tells Dan, don't call Georgina. Like, just get over it. She already left. Like, it's all good, but.
Little did she know
Georgina saw him getting that limo.
Yeah.
With his family.
Serena
goes,
did someone say food? I'm starving.
Yeah.
I hate Serena.
Lemongrass.
This is the weirdest verse. It's just like she's just making havoc everywhere she goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, like in a Georgina walk out, like, damn,
I'll find
you. Yeah, I guess
I'm Harriet the Spy. I'll find you. So Dan calls the next day. He's like, hey, maybe we should cool off. Georgina ain't having that shit.
Mm-mm.
Ain't no cooling off. Nah. We keep it hot in here. Keep it hot.
Nah,
she got a picture of her and Dan on her laptop background.
Mm-hmm.
She fell hard. She loves Dan.
Spooky.
Fatal attraction.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Fatal attraction. And when I first wrote this, I wrote single white females. I was like, no, that's not the same movie. Fatal attraction.
Yeah, that's
watch your rabbit, Dan. If Dan shows up with a rabbit next episode, you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Georgina's going to cook the rabbit.
And make feed it to him.
But it ain't going to be good. Mm-hmm. Like, cause there's a certain way you have to prepare a rabbit.
You have to know what you're doing.
You have to know what you're doing. There's a certain way you got to cook rabbit. Rabbit is very gamey meat.
Yeah, that's true.
So Serena got a little smirk on her face. She goes, sorry. Her and Dan in the room, they better not be getting back together. Oh, they
I
better
know.
Not be
I didn't like
together.
Seeing them do that together.
It always makes, me, like it makes me nervous every time. Mm-hmm. Every time they get a little bit too close. Yeah. Get on my nerves.
But
get on
I'm
my
glad
nerves.
I'm glad he's got back to his dance, back to his senses.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there'll be somebody new out there.
Hopefully. Chuck goes and confronts the assistant about the Georgina shit.
Because
she's friends with Georgina.
Yeah.
Told Georgina about the, like,
that's
so
why this episode is crazy
time.
To me.
It's
like,
a crazy
what?
Episode.
They're I was
friends.
Literally like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. So he's not going to renew. He goes, hey, when your club's lease is not renewed at the Empire Hotel, then you know who to thank. Bright Eyes over here. Turn around, Bright Eyes.
And then she's like, "Whoa,
what? It was a prank." Yeah.
She makes every face.
I pranked.
So stupid. Her character was not full enough for this to happen.
No.
Yeah, it's like, I don't care about either of those the other guy, too.
Yeah. I think he was like a real club owner. So he's a terrible actor.
Yeah.
They got a real one.
That's the owner of the Roxy.
Yeah. So Scott goes to break it off with Vanessa. They have a tearful goodbye. It's very nice. It's a tearful goodbye. But guess who's standing outside the fucking door listening to the whole thing? Georgina.
Sparks.
Who is Georgina Babcock? Who is that?
That's our friend Cassandra Babcock.
Well, no, I know her name. I wasn't. Shout out to Cassandra Babcock. She listened to the show. But what?
Is it Georgina Babcock?
What do I know? Who's
I can Google it.
Yeah, Google that for me.
Babcock,
this was kind of a. I'm a hold up. This is a kind of a humdinger when she's standing out there, because you know she's about to have something up her sleeve.
Yeah, like.
But it ain't like a real.
It's like, because it's like two characters you don't care about. Vanessa
Nothing's coming up.
And Vanessa made their name up. And Scott. Like,
so
I
anyone
Scott
can use
gone.
That name if you like it.
Yeah.
No one has it.
If you're writing a script, add a Georgina Babcock in it.
I just don't understand. Do you feel like Scott really liked Vanessa?
No. I think that they liked each other as friends. Maybe like
really?
They like each
they
other.
Smash? You think they had sex?
Yeah, it's college. I don't know. I think he did like her. Why don't you think he liked her?
I think he really was just using her, and then like has like affection and care for her, but isn't like into her.
Like the way he just left, he was like, "All right, well, I changed my mind. I'm out of here."
Yeah.
I mean, they're in college, but well, he's not.
I think I was super annoyed that Scott did that. First of all, I was like, why? I mean, look, I don't know. I'm not in that situation, so I ain't going to say how I would act. But it did seem like he really, he got what he wanted to know, that the dad is there.
Yeah.
And then the mom, if she was really cared about him, she wouldn't be threatened by that, in my opinion. Mm. But I don't know. I don't know about that stuff. I'm not going to speak on it, even though I just did.
Serena and Carter make up. Excuse me. Serena and Carter make up, and he has breakfast with the Humpter Woodsons.
Yeah, that was wild.
Nice, good.
The way she brought him in, too. Yeah, I love that Rufus just on stepdaddy duty. Like,
yeah.
Do the stepdaddy.
My favorite, the most iconic part of the show is the breakfasts at that house.
Yeah, they look so good. They should look good as hell.
Rufus, we got to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and cook all that shit.
Yeah.
Every breakup we went through in Chicago, we would make each other a Gossip Girl breakfast.
Really?
Yeah, big-ass...
Just a ton of orange juice. Yeah, my roommate and I have we weren't going to eat.
Where's your roommate? She got to get on the show, too.
She in Chicago, but she's a great actress.
Come to L.A.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing going on in Chicago.
Ain't nothing out there.
Ain't nothing going on but
hot dogs. But yeah, man, that's really cool.
That's nice. That's nice. That's cool.
They breakfast. Them just do be looking voluptuous.
So good. And I hate when they have one grape and leave, and I'm like, there's all those bagels.
Let's talk about that.
It must be going.
I'll take the most gorgeous croissant I've ever seen
on that table. I need you to eat it.
I'll just take a piece of toast. So Chuck and Blair in the park. He done cashed in all his shares in Bass Industries.
I didn't get this at all. Yeah.
That's why he said he was going to not renew the lease. He's risking. He's trying to use all his money that he can, which I also don't get. I'm like, why not just buy it under Bass Industries?
That's what I was. Yeah, I don't understand.
But
that. Yeah.
He's trying to go off on his own.
This 18-year-old child in a suit wants to risk it all on his own.
And he cashed out all his shares in his daddy's company that's dead now.
Yeah, it's still his. It's not like. Yeah, that shit. It's not like you your own man. Like you're still using the money that he gave your dad.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I'm scared for
old Chuck.
Such
classic rich privilege of and look from the ground up. I will build something with my billions of dollars.
Yeah,
from my dad.
Oh, so maybe it's I'm buying this purchase. If it fails, if it's on me, I won't have no safety net. I get that because Blair loves him and believes in him.
She did for a second look like, I don't believe in you. I don't know.
Yeah, there was that one. She was like, you sure about this? You stupid.
I'm scared for Chuck.
Ooh. I'm scared for him, too. Chuck is the terrible guy, but this is my favorite version of Chuck, I think.
Yeah.
He
looked optimistic.
yeah. Business Chuck.
I'm scared for him. I think this shit's going to fail because that's what this show is.
Also,
this show
that
is fucking good times.
Trash. It didn't look as cool.
It didn't look as cool as I thought it was going to look. That's where the hottest club is.
Yeah.
Man, come on, man.
I was like, I don't know. Because I like the other hotel he had.
Yeah.
So Carter leaves the house. Him and Serena canoodling again. She walks away. Bree Buckley pulls up on Carter and says some shit. You can run, but daddy loves to hunt. I don't know what this is all about. Can somebody explain this to me? What happened?
I had no memory of this at all. I was like, they know each other? It's been too long for me.
No, I don't think we're supposed to know anything. I remember that shot was so weird when they, at the Sotheby's, when Bree Buckley was there too. And then when Carter walked by, she was like, it just stayed on her for like a minute.
Yeah.
And she was like, know that motherfucker.
Carter Bazin. So apparently he's done something to their family, to the Buckleys.
Yeah, he probably in his, you know, in his old days.
Fraud bag or some shit, yeah.
And then, but his dad, I wonder if her daddy's just like a, he must be like a Trump or something.
Yeah.
I guess.
He is. So Georgina packs all her bags up. She's going to Boston. She calls the train station, as people do in New York, to go, when's the next train to Boston? Got it. When the internet is around.
Yeah.
So she's going to Boston because I guess she's going to get with Scott for some reason.
Man, I don't know.
What's the worst case scenario of this? That Rufus finds out? Rufus and Lily find out this is really their son? And they're going to be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, how is she going to mess with...
I think it has something to do with Dan, I think. I think she's going to maybe use this as a way to get to Dan. I got your little brother. Now you want to hook up with me? I don't know. It's crazy. We can't think like her. She's a maniac.
Leaving school because she's so obsessed with this group of people.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Why is she in school to begin with?
Yeah.
The whole reason she's even at that school is for that reason.
Why do you want a degree?
She need to go to DeVry.
Yeah.
All that debt for nothing.
ITT Tech. Yeah.
All right. What do y'all think? What's y'all rate in this?
Go ahead, Aaron Keefe. Lamar, you go first so she knows how to do it. Okay. She listens to the show.
I'm going
to
give it as a 1. I think it's my least favorite Gossip Girl episode. A 1X.
It's sort of an honor to be here on
I never felt this way. It was just like the Sotheby's thing was crazy to me. How did all these people get to Sotheby's? And like, there's no reason all these people should be at an auction right now. And then I also did not like they completely wasted our time with Scott. Like, that's like the rule when you have a gun in a show. And you got to shoot it.
Oh, like Chekhov's gun.
You can't put
an
adopted kid in a show and then not have him tell the daddy.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that shit ain't tight.
Yeah.
All right. 1X. You ready?
So that's.
Y'all do it at the same time.
Yeah. So that's XOXO.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
I was talking about X.
So you give it a 0.25.
Yeah, yeah. The lowest you can go.
The lowest you can go. Wow. Yeah.
You ready?
So that's.
We got to say it at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's. X. Damn.
Whoa.
That's honestly a humdinger right there.
Yeah,
because the lowest rating in history. Well, we got Jake here. Mr. Robinson is here.
Yeah.
And you give it the lowest rating in history.
It's the lowest rating I've ever gone. I'm not hard to please on this show, but.
Surprisingly enough, I'm going to give it a 6. No, just playing. Aaron Keefe, what do you give it?
A 2?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give it a 2.
2X or 2XXOs?
Like a point five zero or a 2?
A 0.50.
Damn.
Wow. So that's.
So that's XO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's really. I was like, oh, it's like if you leave work for a week and no one really knows how to do your job and you come back to your desk and there's like a bunch of papers and it's a huge mess and everything is much
that's
worse than when you left.
Like.
I was like, my God, it's such a mess
yeah.
coming into
yeah.
season but 3, episode 3.
I couldn't keep up with it.
It was crazy.
It's all my least favorite like eras. Like I don't like Georgina stuff. I don't like it when Chuck and Blair are together. I don't like the college years
like
as
that.
Much.
I like the Chuck and Blair. That's the only. I like that they like believe in each other.
Yeah,
like,
it's
or
sweet.
I like this like.
We're gonna make it, baby.
We're gonna make it together, baby.
But I'm a
yeah,
sick
I like
fuck,
that.
And I like it when they're messing all with right. each other.
Yeah, I like the manipulation.
You heard it here first. Aaron Keefe is a sick fuck.
Whatever.
Now,
yes.
All right. I'm going to go a little bit higher than y'all because we've never gone that low and I don't want to follow the trend. So I'm going to give it a full XOXO.
Whoa.
So, but just one. Though.
So there's one X. Okay.
I'm going to give it a 0.99.
Okay.
That's XOXO. And it kind of teeters off.
Wow. Okay.
Mr. Robinson, you didn't watch the episode. What do you give this episode of the podcast? How many XOXOs?
I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Robinson.
Rating system.
He's not familiar. He's not familiar with
the rating system. What would you rate English breakfast?
What would you rate English breakfast out of 5 XOXOs?
Okay.
Yeah.
That is a that is an XO, right?
XO, yeah. So a 0.50. Yeah. So that's XO for English breakfast. Okay.
All right.
There you have it, folks.
Thank you, Jake.
The worst episode that we've gotten to so far.
If I can't be here for any of the best episodes, it's truly an honor to be here for the worst.
We're going to have you back once it starts becoming a humdinger of a season.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, once the show's wrapping
it's
going
to get good. I'm not even tripping. So anytime. I'm happy to give this rating because I already know it's going down.
You got some news for me?
Yeah, yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Are
right,
you ready? You know how this goes?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. All right, so check it out. Lil Baby. So you know Lil Baby, the rapper. Mm-hmm. He went to Vegas and he won $1 million on the tables or whatever, and he ended up splitting it with all his friends, which is such a nice thing. He's a real good guy. So my question is for y'all: who would y'all want to go to Vegas with on this cast?
Oh, on
you
this know, cast.
If you had to pick one person.
Damn. So not the character, but the cast member.
The character.
All right. I think I would want to go to Vegas. I think I want to go to Vegas with
Eric.
Who would you say?
Eric.
Nah, Eric's too young.
He can't get into
it.
He wouldn't get in. I wouldn't want to go with Dorota.
Dorota would be kind of lit.
I feel like Dorota would know all the best spots. Yeah. I feel like that's where she goes
She's
every
like
vacation.
Back in my days.
I think, honestly, it's going to sound a little crazy. I'm going to get ate up for this.
Serena?
Georgina.
Oh, really?
No, no, you're acting like Dan.
Aaron, she's going to let me smash. She's going to let me smash. She's going to drug me and let me smash in Vegas.
She might drug me.
You're making the exact mistake we set with
her. Yeah, 100%.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you want the chaos. All That's right. what Dan, because Dan, to me, is like, he's like, ooh. I know she's crazy, but I'm trying to smash. All right, so I would go with Nate. I know you don't like Nate, just to make Aaron mad.
Yeah,
I'm torn. I don't know if he'd be fun in Vegas.
No, I feel like
he would just be like down. He's like, yeah. I'm down.
I'm torn between Chuck because I feel like you'd get to see like underground Vegas stuff, like powerful poker
games. Oh yeah, that could be cool.
Or Lily because I feel like she would just spend all the money to get you like a nice hotel and a spa day.
She'd be like, let's spy it up.
Yeah. Yeah,
would it be popping with Lily? It would be a nice trip. I'd rather go to like. Honestly, I'd rather go to like Paris with Lily.
Yeah, you're right.
Like more like a fancy
Monaco.
Thing.
I want to go to Monaco with Lily.
That sounds amazing. We should call her.
Yeah.
All right,
Vegas though.
Vegas with Lily would be like because I feel like every time I'm ready to get going, she's gonna be like, I'm going back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Yeah. But you're welcome to go and do whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the card.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, but I don't want to hang by myself.
Vegas by yourself sounds really sad.
But I feel like you get 2 days, you got 2 days in Vegas with Georgina. Mm. You're not
sleeping
for the whole 2 days.
She doesn't have the money though.
She doesn't have the money.
To make it like luxurious and crazy.
So we'd have to go. I want to go with a group. I'd actually want to go with
whole cast.
I'd want to go with the whole
cast. Yeah, everybody.
Nah, they're gonna cause some drama in Vegas.
That's great. That was a good one. We don't do the other one.
That's good enough. Yeah. What are you having, folks? Give it up for our guest, our sister in Christ, Aaron Keith.
Aaron
Keith, where can they find you at? Where can they track you down? Where can they track you down like Scott did Rufus?
I'll give my address. You can follow me, Aaron Keith. 10 on Instagram. I might be the same on Twitter, but why not?
Is that your basketball number?
Yes. Okay. In my birthday, I was always the number that I picked for everything. you can follow me at that. And also check out Hey Riddle Riddle and Sitcom D&D on the HeadGum website or wherever you find.
Where's your HeadGum?
Where's your HeadGum?
Thank you so much
Where's
for having
your
me.
Headgum?
Thank you for being here.
The best time.
Thank you for being a Gossip Girl fan.
Thank you for being a Gossip Girl fan. Thank you for being a fan of this podcast. Thank you for listening to it. Thank you. We love our listeners. And we love you just as much. And we still love you out there in listener land, too. The camera is a little bit askew from me. That's Mr. Robinson's fault. I know it is. I can see it. The couch has got a hole in it. But that's okay, though, because we're here. We're here. We're around.
We're never going to stop. This is not going to stop.
This is never going to end. This show will go way more seasons than Gossip Girl did. We're going to write. After we get done with the 6 seasons of Gossip Girl, we're going to start to write our own Gossip Girl.
Are you going to watch the reboot after you finish every episode, the HBO reboot?
I might. I did see something, and I'm happy that I saw this.
Uh-huh.
So apparently, in the first episode of the new Gossip Girl, they say who Gossip Girl was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so
be
I'm
careful.
Glad I did not watch it.
I know. Yeah. Good talk,
I'm not
I didn't know
going
that.
To watch it. Marty's here. HeadGum Marty, hashtag HeadGum Marty. Give it up for HeadGum Marty. We will be back next week. with another episode, we might be wearing the same clothes because we might be about to record that shit right now.
Yeah,
but who knows? Who knows what's gonna happen? I might have a different hat on. I got another hat in the car.
I'll have the same hat, but it'll be backwards.
Yeah. Listen, thank you so much.
Switch hats in between recording.
Yeah. Rate and review the episode. Subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends to subscribe to the podcast. Tell anybody you think might like this shit to subscribe to it.
Yeah.
And hit us up on Instagram at @XOXOGossipKings_podcast. Follow that page. Send us your user spiders. We still need them. We still love them. Shout out to the user spider from today. What else can I say? Oh. October 7th. Come to the Elysian Theater. See me and Lamar live with our improv group, The Big Team. And it's a special guest. Super fun show. Come out. Come hang and bang. It's going to be great. We'll all go to Vegas after.
Yeah, we're going to go party.
Going to go party. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.